Matthew chapter number 26 tonight. Matthew chapter number 26. I really, really, really from the bottom of my heart appreciate each one that's praying for us. I don't say this boastfully, but me and Jesus had a good time around here Thursday. I got to walk up and down the aisles and picture y'all's faces and get my picture album out, Sister Jennifer, and pray. And I believe God answers prayer, don't you? I hope I can be an encouragement to you. Look at the Bible tonight in the Matthew chapter number 26 and verse number 39. The Bible said, and he went a little further, and he fell on his face, and he prayed, saying, Oh, my Father. Let me say this tonight. We need to get the old back in our prayer life. What are we desperate for tonight? What are we desperate to see God do tonight? Brother Joe, our Lord was desperate when he fell on his face. He cried, Oh, my Father. He was desperate. He said, If it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. In another text, it reads, Nevertheless, not as I will, but thy will be done. Let's pray tonight. Father, I thank you for my people. I thank you for the sweet Holy Spirit. I thank you, Lord, tonight you're the rock I'm leaning on. God, I can't do anything without you. But Lord, there's nothing I can't do if you'll help me. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. God, tonight I pray in this a time that we have together around the Word of God that you would speak to our hearts. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for ministering to our hearts already in song tonight. And Lord, I pray tonight that, Lord, you'd just speak to the hearts of all of us tonight. God, there could be somebody here tonight that's not saved. Just don't have it settled, Lord. Could be somebody here tonight, Lord, even after this morning, they're still walking afar off. They're still sitting down among them and still warming by the world's fire. Oh, God, help us tonight. Father, I pray tonight that you keep your hand upon our church and upon our people. God, I pray tonight, Lord. God, I pray for Carol. Lord, how I'd love to be able to take the Bible and tell him about my Jesus. God, I ask you tonight. Lord, I know you don't owe it to him. Lord, no doubt he's turned you away many times. But God, if it can be in your will, please, one more time. One more time. I pray, Father, tonight that you'd, Lord, meet and grant every prayer request, Lord, among your people tonight. God, those that are sick and afflicted, those that are homebound, those that are in the nursing homes, those that are over at the hospital tonight, God, would you just minister to them this evening? Help us now, Father, tonight, and we'll give you glory for what you do. For we ask it in Jesus' name. All of God's youngins said, Amen. Tonight, we're going in a series of messages that the Lord dealt with me back, I guess, early last week on the face of Jesus and how his face is mentioned several times in the Word of God. Last Wednesday night, we looked at Jesus' face as he set his face to go to Jerusalem. You remember that, don't you? How that the Lord set his face to go even where there was danger, even though it might take his life. He set his face to go to Jerusalem. His face was a face of fearlessness. It revealed the fearlessness of our God. I want to say if God didn't do anything else yesterday morning as we went out, I hope He took somebody's fear away. He said, we ain't got nothing to be afraid of. Amen. We're children of the living God. We're somebody. We're going somewhere. We have nothing to be afraid of. We have nothing to be ashamed of. Amen. And then this morning we began to look at how that they spit in His face. And they buffeted Him. Buffet means to hit with the fist. They blindfolded Him. And then they hit Him with their open palms and their hands. No doubt His eyes swelled shut. His beard being plucked, spittle running down His face. He can't see who's doing it. But can I say He knows who's doing it? Yeah. Amen. You say, preacher, you can't see what I'm doing. No, but I know one who can. He knew before the foundation of the world who would smite Him on the face. He knew who would betray Him with a kiss. Judas kissed the door to heaven and went to hell. I'm going to tell you something right now. I believe in services like we had this morning. Sometimes people kiss the door to heaven. They're right there, amen? And yet they don't take that step of faith and receive Christ as their Savior. Help us, Lord. We talked about it in the life of Peter, in the life of Paul, and in the life of that penitent thief, and what we saw this morning in that face of Jesus, we saw man's foolishness, and we saw God's forgiveness. How many can remember how foolish we've been as mankind, amen? Stuff we've listened to, stuff we've looked at, stuff we've participated in. You say, preacher, that was foolish of them to hit Jesus like that. I'm going to tell you what, if we'd have been there, we'd have been doing the same thing. Because they were walking in darkness. They were not walking in the light, amen? Their eyes were blinded. Paul said, I did it ignorantly in unbelief. But I'm glad when we look at His face, we don't just see man's foolishness. I thank God Almighty we see God's forgiveness. As there, that same face hanging on that cross looks at that mob and cries, Father, forgive them. Stephen's being stoned. The rocks are thumping him in the side and in the head. He said, I see Jesus standing at the Father's right hand. And then he said this, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. He said, where'd that come from, preacher? I tell you, there ain't but one place that comes from, that's Calvary. There ain't but one way we can pray for those that are despitefully using us, pray for our enemies, and be what we're supposed to be as a child of God, and that's Calvary. I tell you something right now. It's hard to walk away from Calvary with bitterness. It's hard to walk away from Calvary, Brother Wayne, with an evil spirit and evil speaking, amen, and malice in our heart. I tell you, the Bible said, be kind one to another, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, I've forgiven you. Where'd that come from? Come from Calvary. Here tonight, as we go on in the series of messages, His face is revealing something here tonight that I want to bring to our attention tonight. The Word of God said He fell on His face. He fell on His face. You remember that He went away from His disciples. The Bible said a stone's throw. And He told His disciples, He said, watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. And He come back, Brother Joe, and they were asleep. Jesus is coming back. Oh, God, help us that we won't be caught sleeping when He comes back. Amen. He has something for us to do. That's why He left us here. Amen. And tonight I want you to see His face here in the garden as He falls on His face. It reveals His fellowship with His Father. I want to say something tonight. This is in the life of the believer now. You see, a sinner man has no fellowship with God. Light has no fellowship with darkness. Amen. That's in the Word of God. But when we get saved by the grace of God, let me just say this tonight. There's no substitute for fellowshipping with God. There's no substitute for, my friend, having a place where we can fall on our face, amen, and know that the God of heaven is listening to the likes of you and I. There's no substitute. I believe tonight when God's people pray that God hears and answers prayer. Jeremiah said, call unto me. He recorded it. God said, call unto me, and I will show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. I'll tell you, I believe tonight the reason we don't see more great and mighty things than what we see is because of prayerlessness. I believe we'll call on God and we'll believe God. Brother Johnny, I believe you'll believe God for these youngins. God will give you them youngins. Amen. He'll give you their heart. Amen. If we'll believe God for the Bible school, God will give us a wonderful Bible school. Amen. But it's not just about action. It's about unction. We need God's touch. We need God's hand upon us. Amen. And Jesus here in the Garden of Gethsemane, the Bible said He went a little farther. I just want to say to you tonight, I'm going to preach on fellowship tonight because His face reveals His fellowship with the Father. We need to be on guard as God's dear people. We need to guard our fellowship with the Father. I believe tonight with all of my heart that the devil hates it when you and I fellowship with him. Let me give you something else tonight. You've already figured this out if you've been around long. But Brother Joe, the flesh hates it when we fellowship with God. If you ever want to get sleepy, just start to fellowship with God. Say amen. Flesh wants to just put you right on to sleep. If you ever want your pain to flare up, brother, it's Danny, right? Brother Danny, if you want it to just go flare up all over the place, just start fellowshipping with God. Amen. The flesh don't like fellowshipping with God. But I'm going to tell you something right now. There's no substitute for it. There's a major, major work going on right here in the garden. Some people say, well, the work started at Calvary. No, the work was beginning a long time before Calvary. Amen. And Jesus, His sweat has become as great drops of blood. He is in agony of soul, an agony of spirit, and He needs some help. And the help that He's going to get is from His Father. Amen. Can I tell you tonight, you and I as God's people need some help. And the help we're going to get is going to come from our Father. I want to give you some things tonight here. You know, I believe the devil would have liked for him to have died in the garden. That would have disproved a lot of Old Testament scripture. Amen. The prophecy concerning the crucifixion. The devil would like to trip us all up. Amen. But I'm going to tell you, the Word of God is true. And Jesus, in agony of spirit right here, He cries, oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. You say, preacher, what about the cup? I'll tell you what the cup's all about right here. He's fixing to be separated from fellowship with His Father. And He's burdened about it. He and His Father have been together throughout all eternity. But the Father is fixing to have to turn His back. While the Son gives His life for your sin and for my sin and for the sin of this world. I believe tonight that according to the Word of God, as we look at His face right here, it would reveal His fellowship with the Father. My son was here this morning and several years ago. My son pulled up. I have a little building that I built up above the house there, a little shop-like thing. And my son and his wife came in, and I can't hardly hear thunder, amen. I didn't hear them drive in, but I want you to know me and Jesus was having a time anyway. I doubt if I'd have heard him, better have been in a semi. Amen. And my son told me later, he said, Dad, he said, we stepped outside the car and he said, there was something going on in there we didn't need to interrupt. Amen. I'm glad I got a son that got to hear his daddy fellowshipping with his father a little while. Amen. You know what we need? Mom and Dad, we need them teenagers once in a while. I'm not talking about doing anything for a show, but they ought to just catch us on our pace. They ought to catch us praying, amen. There ought to be a time when our wife catches us fellowshipping with the Father. And there ought to be a time, my friend, when the husband catches the wife pouring out her heart to God, amen, like Hannah did, fellowshipping with her Father. I believe with all of my heart, His face is revealing His fellowship with the Father. I want to ask three questions tonight. I'm going to deal with this and we'll be gone. Amen. First of all, what breaks fellowship? What breaks fellowship? You can wrap it up in one little three-letter word. Sin. Sin breaks fellowship with the Father. How many of you all are saved tonight and you're not ashamed of Him? How many of you all ever been out of fellowship with God? They say a sinner man's the most miserable man in the world. I don't believe so. I believe it's a saint that's out of fellowship with God. Amen. I believe it's a miserable puppy. Somebody said one time, well, the devil robbed me of my joy. And what you're saying when you say that is, the devil robbed me of my fellowship with God. Can I tell you tonight, the devil's never robbed one of us of our fellowship with God. We traded fellowship with God for something else. Thank God in the garden when Jesus fell on His face. Thank God Almighty, He wasn't willing to trade. He wasn't willing to get ahead of God. He wanted to go right with Him, right in lockstep with the Father as He heads to the cross. I believe tonight we say what breaks fellowship with God, we'd all have to agree. Sin. At Calvary, Jesus cried, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? It was all because of sin. And by the way, Jesus cried something you and I will never have to cry. I'm glad I can report to you tonight that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper and I'll not fear what man shall do unto me. He said, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. He said, preacher, I feel like he's a million miles off. I got news for you. He's not the one that moved. He's right where He's always been. Thank God for fellowship. You know something tonight, Brother Houston? I believe we have sweet fellowship tonight. I feel that way, brother. I feel I could call you about anything. Ask you to pray with me about anything. And there's a lot more people in this building, but I'm just trying to mind the Lord if that's all right. But you know the reason me and Brother Houston have fellowship? Because we're fellowshipping with the same Father. Because we're walking in the same light. My friend, tonight the devil and the flesh and the world wants to get us out. Brother Brian, was I prepared to preach and was looking over my notes. God had given me this message, but I couldn't help but think about what you said this morning. By the way, if you're missing Brother Brian's Sunday school class, you ought to come on. Amen. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. I about had me a fit this morning. Amen. I like it. Amen. When God gets in it. Amen. But Brother Brian said something Brother Jack used to say. He said, if you have to ask, you probably don't need to do it. You know there's Bible for that? The Bible said whatsoever is not of faith is sin. In other words, if I cannot believe with all of my heart, this is what God wants me to do, I hadn't ought to be doing it. If it's questionable, it's liable to cost us our fellowship with the Father. Somebody say amen. You and I, if we're not careful, we'll say something and in a moment of time, How many's ever snapped at somebody and in one moment of time your fellowship went out the window? Amen. But you know what I think? I thank God tonight that in a moment of time you can get it back. Hardest two words in the world to say is I'm sorry. But you can say I'm sorry to that individual and you sound sorry, Lord. And I tell you, business begins to pick up again. Say amen. Have you ever seen two of the children of the living God trying to get right with one another? One of them says, I'm sorry, I did this. And the other one said, no, it's my fault. No, it's my fault. Then they didn't get an argument over whose fault it was. Say amen. It's wonderful. You haven't lived until you've experienced getting right with somebody and getting right with God. Say amen. I've had to get right with my children before. I've had to get right with my wife before because I snapped. You'll snap at those that you love quicker than you would anybody else in the world. But that fellowship can be gone just like that. Thank God in Jesus' face here as He falls on His face, we see His fellowship with the Father. What breaks fellowship? Sin. What restores fellowship? Repentance. I'm going to tell you something right now. Anytime I ever run into anybody that is willing to admit that they're out of fellowship with God, I always point them to Psalms chapter 51. David said, I acknowledge my sin. Amen. When we're willing to acknowledge it, God's willing to forgive it. He said, if we'll confess our sin, He's faithful and just to forgive us. Have you ever cried out, Lord, renew a right spirit in me. Create in me a clean heart. You ever cried out, Lord, I want my joy back. Let me just say this tonight. If ever there was a man in the Bible that needed to be, quote unquote, saved again, it was David. He's guilty of adultery. He's guilty of lust. He's guilty of adultery. By the way, in the year the kings went forth to battle, he's up on the housetop. Right there's a sin of omission. He wasn't in the battle where he was supposed to be. And by the way, when you're not where you're supposed to be, you're inviting trouble into your life. David lies about it, and David takes by the hand of Joab and carries Eliab's a death sentence out there. Not Eliab, Uriah, I'm sorry. Hands it right to him and says, put him in the foremost, the hottest part of the battle, in the foremost part of the battle, and then retire from him. That's what David said. As far as I'm concerned, and I believe the Bible too, he's guilty of lust, he's guilty of adultery, he's guilty of lying and covering up, he's guilty of murder. He might as well have had the sword in his own hand and stuck it into Uriah, trying to cover up his sin. Something the Lord taught me years ago. If this book right here represents sin, if we cover our sin, we're not going to be blessed. The Bible said if we cover it, you know what God's going to do? He's going to uncover it. That's what He told David. David got real concerned about that then, didn't he? Amen. When Nathan stood toe to toe with him and said, you're the man. Thou art the man. But here's what God said. God said, if we'll uncover it. Somebody say amen right here. God said, I'll cover it. It don't take a rocket scientist to figure out the best end of that deal. Say amen right there. You say, preacher, I got it hidden. From who? It's not hidden from God. Thank God Almighty, Jesus in the garden didn't have anything hidden. He was walking in perfect fellowship and His face reveals His fellowship with the Father. Oh God, if it be possible. What restores fellowship is repentance. Confession of sin. Jesus didn't need any repentance. He was bearing our sin in His body on the tree. The Bible said He, God, made Him, Jesus, to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. Tonight there's a robe on me that you cannot see. It's a robe of righteousness. It's a robe of royalty. It's not what you see that makes me a king, but thank God it's what He sees that makes me a king. I'm a child of God. What breaks fellowship? Sin. What restores fellowship? Repentance. What maintains fellowship? Let me give you something tonight, and I'm done. Look right here at the text with me. The Bible said He went a little further. Here's what we need. We need to go a little further. Let me tell you something right now. You're on dangerous ground. Listen to me carefully tonight, church. You're on dangerous ground when you get satisfied with where you are. Paul, of all the people in the world, Paul said, as smart as he was, the credentials that he had, of all the people in the world, he said, I count it all but dung that I might win Christ. Think about that. He said, listen, I've not yet apprehended, but he said, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God. Paul said, I ain't got there yet. So Paul's saying, I want to go on a little further. Jesus wanted to go on a little further. If we're going to have fellowship with God, let me tell you something right now. It's not going to come in a stagnant prayer life. I'm going to tell you something right now. Every one of us here tonight could afford to incorporate this into our prayer life. Lord, teach us to pray. Oh, you say, preacher, I know how to pray. How many knows what I just said? The disciples didn't say, Lord, teach us how to pray. They said, teach us to pray. As John also taught his disciples. God wants to do some great things around here. But it ain't going to happen without prayer. We're going to have to bend our knees, Brother Joe. We're going to have to bow our head and bow our heart to the God of heaven. And give Him glory. And just beg Him to do what needs to be done. I believe with all of my heart, if we're going to maintain fellowship, we need to go a little further. We need a place to pray. And then the Word of God said He fell on His face and prayed. Prayer is asking. And He was not only asking, but He was asking in earnest. I believe you and I, some of us have lost loved ones. Some of us have lost neighbors. Some of us have some things we need God to do in our bodies physically. We need to ask in earnest. I believe tonight with all of my heart, what maintains fellowship? He went a little further. He had a place to pray. He fell on His face. He prayed. And then He had something to say. He said, Oh, my Father! There was a purpose in His prayer. Why pray, preacher? Number one, God said to. If I didn't have anything else to say, that should be enough right there. For every child of the living God, we ought to pray and we ought to have fellowship and maintain fellowship with God because God said to. Mary said, whatsoever He saith unto you, do it. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Pray. What maintains fellowship? Let's fall on our face. Let's pray. Let's guard our eyes, guard our ears, guard our lips, guard our heart. The Bible said, I believe in the book of Proverbs, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. You know, as far as I know right now, I mean, I don't know any different. But as far as I know right now, everybody likes me pretty good. Can I tell you something? There's somebody that don't like it because you like me pretty good. He'll try to put something in your heart that don't belong there. Let me turn that around. Right now, pastor likes y'all pretty good too. But you know what that old slew foot will do? He'll try to put something in my heart to where I don't like you so good. Say amen. He said, preacher, what should we do? Guard our heart. Put the bars up over it. You go down the street here in Kingsport and you go by a pawn shop or somewhere like that where they sell guns or a gun shop. Man, they put bars over the door at night. Amen. They got something valuable in there. Can I tell you something right now, God's people? We got something valuable in here. It's fellowship with the Father. And we ought to put some bars up over it and dare anybody to break through. It's important. It's important. These youngins need us to be in fellowship with God. Your pastor needs you to be in fellowship with God. How'd you like for me to come in here, Brother Jim, and getting out that pulpit out of fellowship with God? That'd be sickening, wouldn't it, brother? I need to be in fellowship with God. All of us need to be in fellowship with God. You say, preacher, I'm not saved. You need to get saved so you can be in fellowship with God. There's no substitute for it. You see, Brother Will, what will make our fellowship sweet is over there you're fellowshipping with Him. Over here I'm a fellowshipping with Him. And then we have sweet fellowship between us. Amen. Because we're fellowshipping with the same Father. I'm going to tell you something tonight. Brother Wayne, Jesus paid a tremendous price so you and I could fellowship together. Let's guard it, brother. Amen. I just believe if we would guard it, we could make it from here to glory. Without being out of fellowship with God, without being out of fellowship with each other. Amen. There's a word that I like to use for fellowship, and it's the word sweet. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take Him at His word. Sister Geraldine stood behind her husband for many, many years in the ministry. And I'll guarantee you that the devil would have liked to knock her out, knock Brother Jack out, maybe get in between them and somebody else. How many knows I'm telling it right? Amen? Because that's his job. He hates it. He hates it when we're bearing one another's burdens, Brother Earl. When you know that I've got a daughter that's wayward and you're begging God, help that preacher's daughter, Lord. He hates it, amen? He don't want that. When I'm praying for your daughter, he don't want that. Amen? And he knows if he can get me out of fellowship or get you out of fellowship, that he's won a battle. Say amen. You know what tonight? As I look at Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, he falls on his face. He says, Lord, I'm paraphrasing now. Daddy said, there's something here more important than what I want. It's what you want. And when we fellowship with God, I will guarantee you that what He wants becomes so much more important than what we want. Amen. Tonight, church, as we look in His face, He set His face to go to Jerusalem. I see a fearlessness. He was not afraid. His disciples said, oh man, it's, you know, they're danger down there. I know. But that's why I come. That's why I'm here. Then this morning we saw His face as it's bruised and battered. They've spit in His face. They've blindfolded Him. They've smote Him with the fist and smote Him with the hands. We see how foolish that mankind is and the foolishness of man. But thank God we can also see the forgiveness of a Heavenly Father. Amen. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And tonight, as He falls on His face in the garden, I see a son in fellowship with His Father. Would you all pray for me? Pray that I'll stay in fellowship with my Father. Pray that I'll have an open channel to heaven when I pray. Amen. Pray that I'll be able to know that He's directed my steps. The Bible said the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and He delighteth in His way. If you'll pray for me, and I'll pray for you, and we'll pray one for another. I believe we can go out of here this week and walk in fellowship with God, Brother John. Amen, brother. Have fellowship with our wife. Have fellowship with our Lord. And you know what's liable to happen? Some sinner's liable to be a listening. Some sinner's liable to be a watching. And some sinner's liable to say something like this down in their heart. They got something that I need. Wouldn't it be good to live like that? Amen. Help us, Lord, to walk in fellowship. What breaks fellowship? Sin. What brings that fellowship back? Repentance and confession. What maintains fellowship? The Bible said, as we walk in the light, as He is in the light, then we have fellowship one with another. I like the "and" part. And the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. Talked to a man yesterday. He's been in prison. He's out now. He has a burden for his family. I don't believe the man's saved, but that's between him and God. Had tattoos on his arms. Had a cigarette between his fingers. He said, "I know I wouldn't go to heaven, preacher." I said, "Well, what makes you think you wouldn't go?" He said, "This." He held up a cigarette. He said, "Look at these marks on my arms." I said, "Son, a cigarette ain't never kept anybody out of heaven." And I said, "A tattoo ain't never kept nobody out of heaven either." I said, "You know the difference between your tattoos and mine?" I looked at him, "Daddy, about 30 years old, maybe 35. Here's what I told him. I said, "Here's the difference. You can see yours. Randy," I told him, "sin had tattooed me too. You just couldn't see my tattoos, amen, the way you could see his." Oh, if you're feeling like some holy Joe right now, God help you. Sin's tattooed every one of us. But thank God there's the blood. Thank God that blood, Brother Dennis, washes our sin away. You know, we should rejoice in the blood and salvation. We really should. But we shouldn't stop there, Sister Geraldine. Because when I think something that's wrong, it's the blood that washes that away. When I say something that's wrong, it's that same blood that washes that away. And when I do something that's wrong, it's that same blood that allows me to say, "Father, forgive me!" And get back in fellowship with the Lord. Amen. Don't take your fellowship with God lightly. Amen. There was a tremendous price paid, Brother Houston, so you and your wife don't have to fight all the time like you have last week. Amen. Boys, if you had, you got me fooled. I can tell you that right now. Amen. Tremendous price paid so we could have a marriage. Pray together, love one another, have some kindness about us, amen. Because we're fellowship with a Father. No one ever cared for us like Jesus. That old devil, this old flesh, and this old world could care less whether we fellowship with Jesus this week or not. But I care, don't you? I want to go out of here in fellowship with God.